Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, principles that, when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. My special guest is Tim Morris from T.D. Morris Construction, building the St. Croix Valley for the past 30 years, Tim?
Approximately, yes.
Okay, I'm back 88, so we're...
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Say hi to Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi! Hi, Jerry!
I'm missing that cymbal. I got to move my drum set a little bit closer, Tim. There, that's better. That's better. Now we're going. And I want to welcome our success friends. Thank you for joining us today. Our principle of the day is self-talk, also known as auto-suggestion. And success friends, I asked my good friend Tim Morris here today because, Tim, you're the type of person that should just go about, you know, get your 40 hours a week, work 40 years, and retire with 40% of your pay. And I say that with respect, so don't get upset there. I say it with respect, Tim, because to be honest, like most people I have on the show, like me, you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Maybe it was a little rusty?
Yeah, I'd say maybe.
No offense, Mr. and Mrs. Morris.
No.
But, I mean, that's just middle America. We're born into this, and you know, we really don't know what we're getting into. Kind of like you coming on this radio show. We just don't know what we're getting into, right? But everything you have, Tim, everything you've accomplished, you went out and got yourself, right?
Yep.
No one told you how to go out and start your own business.
No one.
But Tim Morris said, hey, I have a grand obsession. I want to build a different kind of life. I want to do the construction thing a different kind of way. I want to do it the right way. I want to give people a quality experience. And Tim, you've done just that.
Yep.
You know, our one client, we had a client that was having a problem with a contractor of theirs. They had to had some storm damage. They're a little bit frustrated. So I said, you know, I don't know if he even has the time to do it, but give Tim a call. Did they love you or what?
Yeah, they invited me to stay overnight.
I think you might have been up there for Thanksgiving dinner, but you know, but I think what that does, Tim, it just speaks volumes of about the type of person you are. Tell us a little bit, if you will, because, I mean, you've done other things than just construction. You used to drive cross-country truck, right?
Yep. That 36 was years.
How many?
36. I've owned trucks and construction both same time.
I was going to say, you don't look that old.
No, I'm not that old. No.
All right. Tim, that's our sound. That's our notification. It's time for a quote from the great Vince Lombardi.
Okay.
Winning is a habit. So watch your thoughts. They become your beliefs. Watch your beliefs. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. And watch your habits. They become your character. What do you think of that message, huh?
Well,
that's Vince, some heavy-duty stuff.
Vince really knows his stuff.
He does, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, our show today, Tim, is on self-talk. And, I mean, really, that is a lot of what Vince Lombardi's talking about. I mean, what are we telling ourselves? And, you know, I talked a little bit when we started. I mean, you know, we are born into this world, and we have no idea what's going on. And,
no.
And you know, today it's even worse than you and I were growing up. Back when we were growing up, you had three TV channels and the newspaper.
Yep.
Today you're bombarded by messages that if you're not careful, you're doing things, you're frustrated, you're anxious, you're, you know, whatever, yeah. Right?
Yep. You're all over the place.
All over the place. Yeah. But also, too, and before we get too far into this, Tim, I want to make sure people know how to get a hold of you if they've got a construction job they need done, a home remodeling, storm damage, if they want to build a new house, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the man to talk to.
I am.
So tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Well, they could call me at 651-248-1749.
1749. And they can also call the agency if you didn't have a chance to write that down. We'll put a little thing on you for our website so that people know how to get a hold of you also.
Excellent.
Okay?
Yes.
And I also want to remind our success friends to go to GPS, the number 4, success, and sign up for our free lemon drops. And you just sign up by the little lemon drop icon, and you'll receive a free lemon drop every day. And a lemon drop, Tim, is a little inspiration that will melt in your mind all day long. And now, Tim, you sat in a big rig, and you always had the radio on, right? So you know a lot of music, right?
Yeah, I had it on quite a bit.
You know, and we love KLBB radio because Stan Turner plays the oldie between 12 and 2, the all-request line, right, Bob?
Mm, yep, exactly.
Okay, so now I got a question for you, Tim. Do you remember the song, I'm Going to Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter?
No.
All right, we got to get you listening to Stan yeah. more often because I know they're going to play that on you. But, Tim, I'm going to sing to you a little bit. Are you okay with that?
I live for that.
Well, at least somebody does. Thanks, Jerry. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And if you want to join in, Tim, you're more than
likely. I'll try to pick it up.
And make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. And, Tim, that's what a lemon drop is, because at the end of the week, if you're signed up for Lemon Drops, you get a free, what we call a success, slice of success, and it's kind of a congratulatory note on a job well done for the week, right? And my question is, who's telling us we're doing a good job right now?
No one.
Our spouses aren't, our kids aren't, our dogs just, you know, what's he doing, right? I mean, we're going out there, we're busting our behind, and who's telling us we're doing a good job?
Well, you better be doing it yourself.
There you go. And, Tim, if you sign up for a Lemon Drop, we'll remind you that just how great of a job you're doing. Okay?
All right.
Now, Tim, let's get at it a little bit. You were driving the big rigs across this great country of ours. You were hauling all over the place, right?
Everything. Every state in the country.
Have you just seen about everyone? I mean,
everyone
Hawaii,
except
obviously
for the Northeast.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just kind of fell into that as a kid, or?
Well, I guess. Yeah, probably you could say that. I was driving for a cabinet company when I was 16, driving a pickup truck, and then they put me in a box truck.
Delivering cabinets?
Yeah.
Okay.
And appliances, and then they, but trucks always, you know, just traveling around and kind of being...
Your own boss.
Yep.
So for you, it was very natural to be your own boss.
Yep. Part of it was I watched an uncle and my own father give 20-some years of their life to somebody else, and they just let them go like it wasn't, mm-hmm. it didn't even, they didn't care. Right. And I watched that when I was very young and said, I'm not going down that. I'm not going to play that. I'm not going to do that.
Right. I'm not going to work the 40 years for 40 hours for 40% of my pay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is what happens.
Yep.
And so at a young age, you said, I'm going to be my own boss. I really don't know what, but you started driving, and that yep. worked for a while. Obviously, that was hard. I mean, you're gone all the time,
yeah.
and you're just hard to build a life, right?
Yep.
What got you into this grand obsession of saying, hey, I'm going to be a better contractor than anybody out there?
Well, when I started out, I saw what, you know, I mean, it was like anybody, you know, you go out there and you do and you do and you do and you watch what's happening. You watch what you're doing. You also watch what others are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started to unfold that, I just, everything I was doing was like it was going to be something that I would be living in. And I treat each job like it's the only job. And I self-taught, but I also go and find out what the most recent, latest, mm-hmm. greatest, things and just give people more than they expect.
Self-talk is, how would I feel if I was living here? If I had to live with this remodeling job,
exactly.
If I had to live with this, and obviously it better be good.
It better be.
Okay.
Yep. There's no excuse if it's not.
But, it's interesting. The principle is self-talk, auto-suggestion. And there you are, this young kid, watching your uncle, watching your dad, and telling yourself, I'm not going to do that to myself.
Not going
to
do it.
And I think the problem is, Tim, and I think that's awesome, but I think the problem is people, myself growing up, you're taught the exact opposite. You're taught to behave, stay in line, color inside the mm-hmm. square, right? I mean, do it the way it's supposed to be done. Go get a job. And before we know it, it's too late. We don't even realize, we had other choices.
Yep.
But if we tell ourselves we can do this, because let's talk about the construction industry. Would you call that a roller coaster ride?
Oh, man. There's nothing easy about it. When I started out, it was, I worked for with a guy that owned a plumbing company, and I didn't get any breaks. I mean, they didn't give me any leads. They didn't give me any of that. And while I would go out and look for plumbing work for that shop, mm-hmm. I was also asking the people if they wanted somebody to help them with their construction end of it. And that's kind of how I ended up getting into the business.
Okay.
And, today it's a lot different situation, but that's kind of how I went about getting into the business. Maybe fell into that too in a way.
Okay. But it was something you were good at and you liked.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess with driving the truck, you were very hands-on. And
yep. I think it's with anything. People have to have natural abilities, mm-hmm. and everybody has great abilities in something.
Right.
And, it just
happens. When you find Tom's ability, would you let him know?
Easy now, Jerry. but that is part of it, don't you think? You do have to find what you're good at. You enjoy that business.
Yep.
So that made it easier.
Yep.
I first heard of this principle, Tim, back in the early 90s. A sales manager turned me on to a book called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. I don't know if you've ever heard of the book or read the book or not. And in it, Maltz basically states that our self-image was the key to living without limits. Okay? Whatever the mental picture we carry with us, we must become that picture. That was his theory. Stating you are where you believe you should be, no higher, no lower, and part of why you have to believe that what you are is because of you are, I guess what I'm getting, let's rephrase that, we believe what we are where we are because of that self-talk going on in our mind all the time. And I mean, think about how many people you've talked to that may be complaining about their work, but they tell you, I couldn't go on my own.
I've heard that hundreds of times.
I mean, how many driver, truck driver, you might tell
times.
Them, hey, you should buy your own rig and be your own boss.
Hundreds of times.
I could never do that, right?
Yeah.
So we're telling ourselves what we can and can't do.
Exactly.
And that's what Maxwell Maltz was saying. And, and I'm going to talk about this later at the end of the show, too, with our success secret, but how do we change that negative talk to positive talk? I mean, I think that's the real answer. And I mean, you're kind of living proof that, hey, you're the one, I want to do it, I can do it, I'm going to do it. I mean, really, because I mean, you had no one telling you, Tim, you're this great carpenter, right?
No.
You just had to believe in yourself, and it's amazing really how that works, isn't it?
I just went and did it.
And for who knows why.
I don't know.
And you always believed you could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, from the moment, I can fix that, I can do it better.
Sure.
And you don't really know where that came from, though.
No. No, it just was there.
Have you ever questioned that?
Whether I could do it or not?
Well, where that came from. I mean, like, who do I think I am that I can go out and do this?
No, I don't really recall ever thinking that.
Now, do you think you kind of grew up with that philosophy, or? Or are you just one of these guys that was just headstrong, I'm going to do it my way? And did that cause you problems in life too, though? Or?
Yeah.
what stories would Mom Morris tell us, right?
that didn't always go so well.
but so you had this headstrong. Did you think that was part of the issue why you weren't going to work for somebody because you had to do it your way?
I think so. I mean, I've been self-motivated and doing things on my own and for my entire life. And for me to work for somebody else, and I have worked for other people, but it only lasted for, like, I always say 10 minutes because it didn't last very long.
Mentally, you were already checking out.
Yeah.
What did I do this
for? And why? Yeah. What are
that's
you? Why are you doing that?
Right? Why are you doing that that way? But, good thing I lost my train of thought because it's time, Tim, for a lemon drop.
Excellent.
Success, friends, let this lemon drop make a big splash in your day. Just for today, allow yourself to choose to see the glass half full. And Tim, speaking of choice, you have a choice. Success, friends, I want to remind you, when it comes to insurance, you have a choice, and your fierce choice is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, or even health insurance, or maybe you need commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices, and we have over 30 years of experience. We treat you the way we want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So, yes, you have a choice, but your fierce choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Jerry, any thoughts?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
You can reach us, Success Friends, at 651-738-0107 or on the web at fiercechoice.com. So, Tim, we're talking about self-talk, auto-suggestion. Again, let's remind people they've got a remodeling project they're going to be doing. Again, how do they get a hold of you?
651-248-1749.
Now, Tim, one of the things I want to get into is about the mental side of this because, you know, the mind is such a powerful thing. We just don't realize, I don't think, how much power our mind has. And yet, Tim, we're talking to it continuously, nonstop, all day, chatter, chatter, chatter. I mean, we can get ourselves upset and frustrated about a problem. On a good day, that problem is water off a duck's back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, you know, if you, and, you know, you pretty calm, level-headed guy, but some days are worse than others, right?
Right.
Do you have techniques or rituals or things that you do to get you out of a funk? You know, do you ever wake up those days like, you know, we're getting 3 inches of snow and it's a cloudy day and we just don't feel like doing what we have to do?
Yep. I get those.
And what do you do to get out of them?
You know, I think it's just because I've been self-employed my whole life. There's not a choice. I don't really have a choice. It's like, you got to go. I mean, it's no one's going to do it for you.
So you just tell yourself.
Yeah.
Now you read a lot of motivational books, right?
I do.
Okay. Does that help? I mean, is that
books, tapes?
You've done that all your life, haven't you?
Conferences.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Where if it's something that can benefit you, you go to.
Yep. If I believe it will, I do.
Has it?
It has.
Do you see significant changes in that?
I've probably gleaned quite a few things off of that, between that and others, you know,
right.
People.
People always say, hey, you know, if this motivational stuff is so good, how come you have to keep doing it?
Well, you know, nobody is especially when you're self-employed, if you're talking about business, nobody is there taking care of it for you. So you got to stay motivated somehow. So you go and I go to things that will hopefully motivate us. And So you keep doing it to stay motivated.
Right. So your choice is, if you're driving down the road, I can listen to talk radio and hear the world falling apart, or I could put in a CD of someone telling me how to make my life be better.
Exactly.
As Zig Ziglar said about motivation, well, you have to take a bath every couple of days and keep clean, right?
Yep.
So it's kind of the same way. You just,
same thing.
You got to wash those negatives right out of there. Because it is negative out there. It's tough. I mean, it's not for the weak.
No.
Right?
No.
Nope. Weak of heart, or however they say that. Tell us a little bit about T.D. Morris Construction. I mean, what projects are you working on? Where do you specialize, Tim? What do you guys do that is a little bit better? Like you say, you build something that you would be happy to live in.
Yeah, you know, I started out back in 88, and I started out remodeling, building decks, doing small stuff, and I never ever stopped doing that. I no matter how big of projects that we've done,
you build houses,
commercial buildings,
yeah,
churches, sure. I if someone calls or I get referred to someone, I still go do a doorknob. I mean, it's and that's probably why I stay buried.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so.
You say yes to projects.
I say yes to most projects.
Right.
There are times when I might.
Where you can't do a good job for them.
Yeah. If I can't do a good job for them, and they're not going to benefit, and I'm not going to benefit. And usually I look at the whole overall thing. Is this something that's going to make sense for both of us?
Mm-hmm.
And
but like you say, sometimes they go change a doorknob because they might need a new door, they might need a new kitchen,
might need a new garage.
And you know, Tim, in the insurance business, we deal with claims. And, you know, I insure a lot of contractors.
Yep.
And you've done a lot of work for my clients. They know how good you are. But, you know, sometimes you're too busy, so I go call somebody else up. And, you know, a lot of times the contractor says, their first question to me is, well, am I going to make at least $1,000?
Mm.
And it's like, I don't get out of bed for $1,000. And it's like, you've never said that to me. I've never quite have understood that self-talk. To me, that's got to be a path to putting yourself out of business.
I don't even understand that kind of thing.
But you've heard it too, I'm sure.
Many times.
You hear the guy talking about, I got to make a certain amount or it's not even worth it. I just don't get that. People think I'm crazy on there too, but.
Well, that's fine.
You know it for a fact, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I do think it is that self-talk, that belief. I say yes to people. I work with clients that have DWIs, that haven't had insurance for a long time. You know, the problem children out there, I'm willing to work with them. Sure, we all love the big, great big client, but not everybody is that. In you know, when I was downtrodden at times and I needed help, and there wasn't a lot of people to help me. So I always feel you give back, you know, the heart that gives, it's going to gather, right?
Yeah, I've had, I had one client years and years and years and years ago, probably 20 years ago now or more, that literally, started out just like that. They wanted one door, and it turned into, gosh, I ended up with three jobs, big jobs out of that.
Is that right?
Yeah, within 1 year, it was a lot of work.
Had you said no to the door?
I would have got none of it.
Is that something?
Yeah.
See, that's the mindset that I think. I mean, I think when we're out on there trying to make it our own, we got to do that.
And the guy that turned it over to me was my overhead garage door guy, and he said, "You got to get this lady out of my hair." I said, "Well, give me the number." You know, so I did.
and the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Isn't that funny? And here he could have actually had that.
He could have had that. Yeah.
Isn't that something? Tim, it's time for a success secret. You know, it's that time of the show where we don't want to just talk about success, Tim. We want people to be successful, and we have a success secret for our success friends. And when we talk about, when we talk, self-talk, auto-suggestions, there are three steps to allowing your self-talk to work for you. And you can add a fourth one if you think of one, Tim. But the three I use are, number one, become aware of your talk. Right? Realize, hey, I'm telling myself whether I can or I can't. Number two, challenge your talk, especially when it's being negative. Can I do it? Can I do something differently? Can I, you know, whatever it is, whatever I'm telling myself I can't do, can I do it? You know, how can I be more positive, right? And then number three, mindfully choose what you tell yourself. There has been studies, Tim, that say somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 million bits of information come at us every second. And of those, a bit of information is the answer to a yes or no question, okay? And of those 11 million bits of information, 40 of them are what we're conscious of, okay?
That's crazy.
That makes our consciousness. You know, these are the people telling us this. I don't know if it's true or not, but, you know, part of the information is the wind's blowing on us, it's raining, snow, whatever, the Packers are winning,
right.
The Vikings are losing, I'm in a good mood. But 40 of those bits of information. So we have to come to terms with realizing we can choose what we want to think about. We can become mindful of what we're thinking about. I mean, I can have a bad day Monday morning, and if I realize it, well, you know, it was something from Sunday that got me on the wrong side of the bed, so I got to be careful what we do. We say that watch out for the thought thieves. You know, turn the TV off, turn the good news on, right? The positive information. And that is just one success secret that if you utilize it, really can improve your outlook in business life. Tim, one of the questions I want to ask you is, how has the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency helped T.D. Morris?
Well, you've insured everything I have, whether it be home, business, recreational. You have all my insurance, and it's
been about 20-some years, I think, too, huh?
20 years, and all of it. So it's and from day one, I've been insured with all of my trucks,
right.
Even the semis,
right?
Since day one.
And we've done a good job for you, obviously. Otherwise, you'd be down the road.
I'd be down the road. Yeah, crazy helps.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Get some T-shirts that say that.
Crazy helps. I like it. That might be our next picture.
Well, perfect.
I like that one, Bob. Okay, Tim, again, we're getting near the end of the show here. I want people to remember, how do they get a hold of you?
651-248-1749.
And remember, GPS, the number 4success.com. Sign up for Lemon Drops. Find out about your insurance at FierceChoice.com. And Tim, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I hope our listeners have learned something. I know I have. I want to thank Bob, our producer today, and all the great people here at KLBB Radio that helped make this show happen. And we appreciate Stan letting us get that song out there earlier, Bob,
yes.
to utilize.
That's right.
So make sure you're listening to his show, too. One last idea, success friends. Life. Success is all about what you bring to the table. Would you agree with that, Tim?
I would.
It's about what you bring, not what others bring to you, right?
Correct.
It is about how you see things. I mean, you take March 21st. You see the last day of a long, cold, dark winter or the first day of a warm, wonderful spring. And remember, life will not give you what you wish for, but rather life will give what you demand of life. And Tim, you've demanded a lot of life, and you've gone out there and done it. You choose the life you live. And, you know, I always say, my life, my way, it's the only way to go, right?
Correct.
Any quick final thoughts, 20 seconds, on self-talk, on T.D. Morris Construction?
You just got to keep going out there and making it happen the best for everyone that I can possibly do.
Every day.
Every day.
I like it. And, Tim, we're getting ready for the end of the year. You're getting ready for New Year's resolutions. Anything special coming up?
Nothing that I can think of.
Okay.
Just make it better.
Just make it better for the new year.
Yep.
That's T.D. Morris Construction. Again, they can call us over at Fierce Choice. We'll always connect them to you, too.
Appreciate that.
I mean, we've done a lot of good work for people.
Back and forth.
Jerry, any last thoughts for you?
Yeah. Slow down, it's scary out there!
Bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band and he'll